Patient name, first name Anna, A-N-A, last name Parrilla, spelled P-A-R-R-I-L-L-A. Date of birth, 11/22/63. Date of service, 9/5/23. This is a 60-year-old female patient. Complaints of having high blood pressure. She was recently here the last part of August, 2 weeks ago. She was given metoprolol Sucinate. She hasn't had good results with that. Also feeling tired with that medication. She has been taking a note, a log of her blood pressure and her pulse, and at various times it's been below 60. Period. New paragraph. Also has high cholesterol. She's taking Crestor for that. We will monitor that with a blood lab draw in about 2 months. Period. New paragraph. No other issues brought up today. Blood pressure 135 over 87, pulse 54, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 97%, current weight 162, allergies none. Current medication, Crestor 20, metoprolol Sucinate 25, which we will discontinue today. She will be started on lisinopril 20 milligrams on a daily basis and continue to monitor her blood pressures. Period. New paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, hyperlipid, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period. New paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. HEENT, largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, in a paragraph. Patient did verbalize to me having some symptoms occasionally of vertigo. We'll give her a steroid pack for that, period, in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension. We're going to stop the metoprolol Sucinate 25. We're going to start her on the lisinopril 20, period, in a paragraph. Vertigo, Medrol dose pack. Period, new paragraph. I've given her a quantity of 30 on the lisinopril. She's going to keep a log, return to clinic for us to review. And at that point, we can talk about possibly needing changes to that medication if needed. She'll return back again in about 3 weeks for follow-up.